Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer, and comedian, Emily Winter. I hope you enjoy the show.
One of the most talented people I've ever come across in my life. Wow, he's a moth storytelling champion. He created Liv and Maddie. He created Side Hustle. He's an executive producer of That Girl Lele. You guys, welcome Ron Hart.
There's Ron. No canned applause. Wow, no. That's the most enthusiastic I've ever heard you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, I'm really pumped that you also have a ghost story. Yeah, you hear me a lot because Ron is one of my many bosses. So that's why.
Your favorite, right?
One of my many bosses. So you're also from Chicago. Is that where I'm from? Where is that where your ghost story happens?
No, this is a Los Angeles ghost story.
Oh, okay.
The scariest of all ghost stories.
Yeah. Tell me your story.
Okay. So this is the early aughts. I was trying to figure out the exact year, but I don't know, but I have two daughters and they were younger. So probably around 2010 is when this happened. And so my wife is Jewish. I am not, cause I don't believe in anything, but we have a Jewish house. And one thing we do is Shabbat dinners on Friday night. And typically we'll like have some people over, make a nice meal. And so it's a nice thing, but like I said, I don't really believe in anything. So it doesn't kind of have the same resonance as for me as it does for my wife.
Is there anything specific that you eat at like Shabbat dinners? It's just whatever.
There's challah, like you have like the bread that you kind of like break ritualistically, and then there's wine, but when you have little kids it's grape juice. But yeah, and there's candle lighting stuff. There's rituals, there's a lot of rituals and blessings. There's a couple of prayers that I've learned phonetically. I don't know what they mean.
I mean, same with Catholic prayers. So
yeah, it was kind of like that too. Yeah. Yeah. that particular day, for whatever reason, I was on Google and the doodle was for Chinese New Year, which is how we learned it was Chinese New Year. And I for some reason got excited. I was like, oh, this is fun. Let's make this the Chinese New Year Shabbat, because like it means nothing to me, like why not add it on? And it's, you know, that's like either there's like the downtown, they like do dragons and the fireworks, they let they release the lanterns into the air. That's also like a big holiday in that culture, as Google explained, for like people coming together at meals just like this. So my wife was like, sure. We thought about it, and basically it just came down to like us taking all the fortune cookies that were in our takeout drawer from like the last 6 months of takeout and a couple of packs of soy sauce. And like, we mixed those in with the turkey meatloaf she was serving or whatever. So
one
that
of the
was
most
our
unbelievable things I've ever heard on this pod is people saving their fortune cookies. No, really? What's wrong with you guys?
Oh, I don't, well, I think okay. This is maybe for ghost podcast is important to point out. I don't think it's safe to open two fortune cookies. Like, I think if you, at the end of a meal, you open a fortune cookie, that's your fortune. If you open another one, you are asking for shit to go down. Like, you're basically saying, I want all of the different futures. You're opening a hell mouth is what, okay, I'm saying. So,
so you don't believe in anything except fortune cookies.
Apparently. Yeah. So at the end of the meal, like I said, the kids are younger. And so at that age, like everybody gets all like, you know, they get all hyper from like the food and the blood sugar. And then there's a crash. And as soon as the guests leave, my wife is like, I'm going to put them to bed, get them settled, and I'll come back and help you clean up, which we both know is a lie. Like, there's no, like, she's lying directly to my face and there's nothing I can do about it. Cause
you got to clean up yourself.
Yeah, she's going to parent and I'm going to clean the kitchen and I hate it. So, which is all just to say I was grumpy, like, because I was like, oh, I got to clean all these dishes. Okay. And then I can clean the table and all the, you know, it's little kids. It's a mess. So at the end of all that, there are like a couple extra chairs we had brought in for the guests. We keep them in the garage. It's a detached garage in the backyard. So I go through our house, I go out the back door. and go down. Like, there's like a set of steps onto our patio, and then there's like a long patio and another set of steps down to the yard and then the garage. I'm painting a picture with my words. Can you see it, Emily? Okay. So
I'm working on it. Okay.
I'm walking along this long patio, and I look up in the sky and there's a full moon, which makes sense. I'm sure your listeners will know, because it's Chinese New Year. It's a Lunar New Year. And so like there's this beautiful moon in the sky and I'm kind of like enjoying it. I don't know, in awe of it. And all of a sudden I just see something transverse it. Like, and it was an odd shape. And I like right away, I went like supernatural. Like I thought it was an alien ship landing over like downtown LA.
Mm-hmm. How big was it? Like it went over the whole moon.
So it was like, it was a shadow, but you know, it didn't take up the whole moon. But it was a silhouette. And then it suddenly like went behind, like the power lines were behind it. And that's when I realized that it was like a lot smaller than I thought it was.
And close.
It was like,
yeah.
What's that? And it was very close. Yes. I thought it was like miles away and like a huge like craft. But then I realized it was like smaller, maybe like 2 or 3 feet. And it was like very close and also coming right towards me. It was essentially like over like our backyard. And it was at that point, like some of the lights from the other houses were hitting it. And it was like this weird color. It was like kind of silvery gray. And like, it didn't have a shape. It wasn't quite a cylinder. It wasn't quite a like a square. Like, I was like, oh my God. And instantly went, it's a ghost. Like, and it's coming towards me. And I freaked out. And because
wait,
I'm
can
like,
I just ask you, you don't believe in ghosts, right? At this point in your life, when you're no. like, it's a ghost, you're like, I don't believe in ghosts. Okay. But
right.
just, to, yeah.
My
okay.
brain went immediately to, this is a ghost. And I'm like, you know, obviously like taken aback. And I'm walking, which like, you know, wasn't paying attention. And I walked off the patio and kind of fell. And the chairs go everywhere. And I look up and this thing is like, basically like in my face. I scream and I run into the house and I close the door and I like close it behind me and like do that thing where like you lean against the door because I'm like, it's coming for me. Like it was coming right at me. And I kind of like get there and I, you know, I catch my breath and nothing happens. And I'm like, and now, and like you said, like, I don't believe in ghosts, but I'm like, well, like if this was Casper, the ghost would like just come through the wall. Like, what am I doing here? So, but I was like, I gotta find out what's going on. And like, I was just like, you know, my wife and kids are in the other room. Like I am the dad. I have to protect them. So I just kind of like reach down. And the first thing I grabbed was, I was a plastic Dora the Explorer, like wiffle ball bat like that. So I was like, I go out there armed with that, like looking for it. And I open the door, like expecting to see it like right there. It's not there. I look in the sky thinking it's hovering. I don't see it. I'm like looking, I see the chairs. I start heading towards the chairs. And as I get to the end of the patio again, I see it on the ground. And it's like, it's sort of like, I would say pulsating, breathing. And I was like, at this point, like, what the fuck? Like now I'm like, maybe this is like a chupacabra. Like I've been in California for a while and I admit, I don't really know what chupacabras are. I know they're like bad, but like, I don't really know what the photos look like. So I'm like, but it's like something unearthly. And I have a Dora the Explorer bat. And I go like creeping up to this thing very slowly. And it's like breathing. So I think maybe it's stunned. And I
just
like,
by looking at you,
seeing me in the moonlight, I was taken aback.
Fucking fainted. Okay.
I take the door of the Explorer bat and I kind of poke it. And when I do that, something rolls out of the bottom. Oh. And I look and it is a can of Sterno.
What's that?
Sterno is like those things you see like at a banquet, like under the food where they like, you know, keeps the food warm.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little like tin container that like you light on fire, basically. Mm-hmm. It has like a solid fuel. So that fell out of it. And like, as soon as I saw it, I like recontextualized everything I'd seen. And I realized this was a lantern someone had released for Chinese New Year. Cause that's like part of the tradition. You let these lanterns go up in the air. The part they don't tell you about that tradition is that they then run out of flame and then slowly descend and just give fat asses heart attacks all over Los Angeles. So I realized it was just a lantern, and I took that Dora the Explorer bat and beat the fucking shit out of it. I'm like, you fucker scared the shit out of me. Morning, my daughters are like, what happened to our bat? My wife is like, what, where are the chairs? It was, yeah, a lot of confusion.
Did you destroy the bat?
The bat was a little damaged, I would say. Yeah. There were some cuts. And then I kind of angrily tossed the lantern into the garbage bin. But I will say the takeaway for me is, and you alluded to it earlier, is like, I realized at some reptilian level, I believe in ghosts. And like, and also all the things, because I thought it was a UFO. I thought it was a chupacabra. So like, I probably at some point, like if I had thought about it hard enough, it would have become Santa. Like clearly I am a believer. And I think that's the big takeaway.
So under evil Ron, there's ghost believing Ron somewhere.
Ghost believing scaredy cat Ron.
I kind of always wondered what happened to those lanterns when people let them go. Like, I'm like, I was a kid who always like cried when there was fireworks because of the smoke and stuff. And I like, and yeah. So the lanterns. Yeah. So they do come back down. So I guess we should maybe not use them so much.
And it was sort of like a mylar material. Like it was, which is why it had that weird color. It was sort of like grayish silver or something, like, and clearly like built to last. I'm saying that's not biodegradable. That's what I'm saying. It was
right. Absolutely. Yeah,
serious landfill. So, could have killed a dolphin if it had gone a few miles further.
Do you think that having this experience, whatever, 12 years ago, any belief in any other ghost? Like, I mean, since you know that deep down somewhere you believe in it, like, do you believe, are you like ready to admit that you believe in ghosts or UFOs or anything?
I am 100% ready to, I believe in ghosts. Yeah. Absolutely with UFOs. I think I've remember as kids seeing something that made me think it was UFO. So I think that's always been in my head that like, and I'm sure that wasn't a UFO either, but it's just like, yes, that is definitely something I believe in. And probably at the bottom, the bottom line is I want to believe, like, I want that to be a thing that, you know, is real. So that's how I walk around life. But of course, as you know, I'm completely cynical about everything, but yes. Yeah.
So you're nothing, but you want to believe in something. So that's right. An interesting combination. So what do you think happens when you die? And I will be using this against you on Tuesday.
What do I think happens to me when I die? I think, yeah, I become a lantern and I float away.
Just to fall back down onto, yeah, somebody's yard?
Yeah. I will say this. I'd be a fucking fantastic ghost. If that is a thing, like, oh, I will scare the shit out of some people. I will.
You're alive and you scare the shit out of me, Ron.
That would be a fun job. I would enjoy that. You know, I think I could really be creepy in like a fun way. You know, I don't think I'd have to, I don't think it would be like a Blumhouse movie kind of thing. I think it'd be more like a, you know, like a fun, maybe a, like a PG-13 comedy.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Nice.
What would you do? Do you have any plans?
Pranks? I think just fucking with people, like moving stuff, you know, like, you know, where do I put my keys kind of thing, changing the channel, definitely interrupting people in sex. I think that would be a big one, just waiting till like the perfect moment to like do something to scare the shit out of them so they can't finish. That feels like a good one.
Great. Nice, man. Nice. Terrible. But for real, do you think you just go into collective lanterns, spirit lanterns?
I wasn't really expecting it to get serious. I like to think that it's something we can't understand, so it's not really worth thinking about, like, because if it was answerable, we would be able, like, it's the thing that everyone thinks about, so someone would have answered it by now. But I do feel like the older I get, the less I feel like there's any kind of thing past this, which makes death even more terrifying, which is great. you know, for staying up all night.
Yeah. Well, I hope that there is more so that you can terrify people as they're having sex, which, like, man, I don't even think Gen Z is doing it. So good luck finding some people.
Right. It's just like sending them like dirty texts to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I think would be tough for a ghost to interfere with in some way. Like, you can't, there's no.
Dude, you could do like orbs and dick pics. You could be the orbs. And you're like, what? Why are these orbs? I think the scariest thing about texts is that you, I didn't realize, like, if you save the photo, then you can see what date it was taken. And you're like, I just got a dick pic from 2016. Like, you haven't found any good lighting since then. Like, that's already terrifying enough. But
well, yeah, I think dicks are like anything else. They have good days and they have bad days. And if you have that one in your repertoire, you want to have that. Yeah.
I'm not taking any headshots from 2016 and pretending that they're now. So I would appreciate if no headshots came my way that were pretending to be now.
Right. And think about how much, you know, that's 6 years, right? Like, think how many pounds that dick's put on, and like, yeah, maybe he's losing hair like that. That's like, yeah, you want to go with your young looking dick. I don't know.
Well, I've never
taken a dick. I've never once like thought, oh, I should take a picture of this. When looking like,
that's
never. But I'm like a little bit older, and right. I started dating my wife like I think we were the last couple to not meet online. It was like 2001 when we met, and so everyone that I know after that has their origin story starts with we were on a dating site or something like that.
Yeah.
So we didn't do that. So.
Well, there's a one heartwarming thing that came out of this, which is that Ron doesn't take dick pics. This is great. Ron, do you want to tell any more creepy stories, or should you just plug all of your things?
What things do I have? That girl, well, Lele? I feel like the overlap between this podcast and That Girl Lele is like, maybe your mom? Is that like who?
Yeah, okay, my mom doesn't listen. She doesn't like this stuff.
But she will watch That Girl Lele on Nickelodeon.
She will, because there's an episode with my dad's name in it. She's pumped.
Oh, that's right. That is right.
I don't know, Twitter handle, that kind of stuff.
I'm at Scatter on Twitter. That's fun. That's easy to remember.
What if people want to find you for when you do your storytelling?
Oh yeah, I'm doing the risk.
It's not. It's not gonna. We're not putting it out that soon.
Yeah.
But you might do more. You'll do more in the future. Where can they find out? You're doing Risk on next Tuesday.
They won't find out. Go to my Twitter. I do sometimes, like, if I actually know I'm going to do a show, I will put it on my Twitter feed, because I'm that old. I still do Twitter. Yes.
Well, this was fun, Ron. This was fun. Emily.
You're trying to convince yourself.
I mean,
don't litter. That should be the takeaway.
Thanks for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you like this podcast, please rate and review it and recommend it to everyone you know so that we can spread the word about it. You can follow me, your host, Emily Winter, on Instagram and Twitter at EmilyMCWinter. And of course, you can always support the podcast by buying my book. It's called One Day Smarter. It's a fun, gifty trivia book, and it helps me survive. That's it. I'm going to go. You have a great week. Okay.